Game five, last one, Thursday afternoon, New York City, 8-12-10. When a great pitcher is on his game, the outcome looks obvious in the first inning. Mets starter Johan Santana had complete mastery on this cloudy, sometimes rainy Thursday afternoon, and the visiting Rockies didn't really have a chance. Getting ahead with his fastball and finishing batters off with a devastating changeup, Santana racked up a dozen strikeouts and got a complete game four-hit shutout performance. The Colorado club, known for their second-half playoff runs, did not appear poised for another of their furious late-season win streaks. Many actually hit the ball hard when they made contact, but in this huge ballpark, they resulted in harmless, high-deep fly balls. Spielborgs and Stewart didn't quite have enough muscle to clear the fence and didn't adjust their approach to the circumstances. Only Tulowitzki, with two nicely stroked singles, seemed willing to stop wailing away at everything and put the ball in front of the outfielders. 6'7" Jason Hamill pitched pretty well after a disastrous opening inning where the Mets' speed and sharp line drive attacks somewhat unnerved him. With Speedballs Reyes and Pagan doing what they were supposed to do and Santana dominating, there were questions why this Mets team was 8 games behind Atlanta. The lineup lacks punch, especially with Wright benched for 4 strikeouts the night before and Beltran looking not quite himself. This kind of tight, low-scoring game was good for New York, but often enough this year they couldn't score at all, sometimes fielded poorly and pitched under their ability level. Both teams were about 500, and they looked professional but not wildly talented during this very quick contest. No home runs were hit, not one spectacular fielding play, yet it was a good, solid baseball game, with Santana leading the way to a 4-0 New York victory.